In this week's parasha, we could come to begin to understand what Yiras Shamayim is all about. As Makos Barad begins, Paroi declares, "Rav Miyos Kolos Alkim Ubarad." It's already enough. The thunder of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Barad. Paroi just saw the tremendous thunder and Barad that was coming down, and it caused him to fear. Which is actually a Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, "Le'nivru Re'emim." The only reason Hakadosh Baruch Hu created thunder, "El Lifshit Akamumish Shebelev," to straighten out a heart that is crooked. And Paroi just hears a little thunder, sees a little hail, and he already thinks that he is on the highest madrega of Yerushalayim, because that is the issue with people like Paroi. They think that as soon as they have achieved even the smallest madrega of Yerushalayim, they deserve credit as if they are Yerushalayim. And he right away announces, "Rab miyos kolos olkim." I already have enough. I already have enough Yerushalayim. And what was Moshe Rabbeinu's response? "V'atav avadechu yodati ki terim tirinus Hashem alakeichem." Hashem alakim. Just hearing a little thunder and seeing a little barad does not make one into Yerushalayim. But as we continue and we see in our parasha, what is Yerushalayim? And what is the opposite of Yerushalayim? The pasuk says by Makkos Dever, Hayoras Dvar Hashem, whoever was scared, Me'avdi Parahenesis Avodavas Makneol Abatim, he brought his servants, he brought his animals into the home. Vesheslosam Libay Advar Hashem, somebody who did not pay attention, Vyazavas Avodavas Makneba Sadai, he left them out in the field. So as we learn this pasuk, there's a question. The pasuk says somebody who was a Yorei Hashem took in everything into the house. Someone who was not a Yorei Hashem, so the pasuk should have said Vashaloi Yoreis Hashem. The pasuk does not use those words. The pasuk uses Vashaloi Sam Liboy Advar Hashem, and it's difficult to understand. This is Makkos Barad, the seventh Makkah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a good track record. He, through his Shliach Moshe, has said there's going to be Makkos. There were Makkos. They created havoc. They created much destruction in Mitzrayim. So wouldn't there be somebody? He doesn't have to be a big tzaddik. He doesn't have to be a big Yerushalayim. But realizing and recognizing what's going on, shouldn't he just want to protect his animals and his property and take it in? The answer is, there are people in this world, says Rav Shlomo Shvadron Zatzal, who are loy sam libay. Everything could be in front of them. It could be so obvious. You don't have to be a Yerushalayim. You just have to be meisim lev. You have to pay attention to what's going on in the world. And if we pay attention to what's going on in the world, then we will automatically see what's the right thing to do and what's the wrong thing to do. In other words, as I understand what Rav Shlomo Zatzal is saying, is that the first step towards Yerushalayim is sima slave. Sima slave means open up your eyes and pay attention to what is going on in the world. Because a person who's not going to do so, and a person who just doesn't look and try to understand what's going on to the world, will the biggest calamities could go on in the world, he won't believe and he won't do anything. Because as I once heard from the Stipler, the person who wants to believe, believes. And the person who doesn't want to believe, doesn't believe. Tells us the pasuk, the first step in Yerushalayim is sima slav, paying attention to what's going on. Seeing that things that happen in this world don't happen just by coincidence. Even Paroi, as we began, said, understood that that what's happening here comes from Hashem. He didn't understand it with the entire depth that's required, but he understood it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, I saw that the Sefer Divrei Yisrael explains that Beisoy represents his Olam Hazeh. Avodov, he says, respects Tavoyde Shebelev, Tefillah. Hayorei Dvar Hashem, somebody who has Yiras Shemayim, Heinus Elabatim, realizes that everything we have in this world, our batim, our physical assets, our health, all comes from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Vashaloi Som Liboy El Dvar Hashem. But somebody doesn't pay attention, and somebody lives life without thinking, Yaza Besada, he leaves everything out in the field. If a person, the Pasuk is teaching us, wants to protect his assets, if a person wants to protect his health, a person wants to have what we all want and need, the first thing he needs to do is Hayores Tvar Hashem, to have Yiras Hashem. And Yiras Hashem requires Avodov, that he should realize that we are Avdei Hashem. And just like Avdei Hashem, and Eved, whatever he needs, he asks from his owner, we need to be Avdei Hashem. And the definition of Eved Hashem is somebody who is a Yoris Hashem. As the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph from Abay says, that if somebody is a Talmud Chacham, but he doesn't have Yiras Shemayim, it's like he built this beautiful home, but he doesn't have a door how to enter the home. The foundation of our existence in this world and the foundation of us being able to have broch in this world all begins and all is connected to Yorei Estvar Hashem, to Yiras Shemayim, and not be a person who's lois somlev, who doesn't pay attention to what's going on. If we pay attention to what's going on, we will realize that we are all only in the hands of Hashem and daven to Hashem, and he will fulfill our tefillos with Yeshua and the Chumash.